91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Alana Pickerel. Rick Mercer will feature Belleville tonight on his show. Mercer was in town earlier this month to attend the British Empire Cheese Show. This morning he was live on 91X where he admitted going in he didn't know a lot about cheese.
It was a well, you know what? I didn't know heading in. I thought, cheese? Is there a piece in cheese? Turns out there is. There's lots of equipment. There's lots of hands-on. It's a stinky business. I stank like cheese for days on end, but I ate so much cheese. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite cheese?
Well, I love an old Ontario cheddar. So anything that's like a little bit stinky and about 4 years old, that's right in my wheelhouse. I love that.
The Mercer Report will be on CBC television tonight at 8 p.m. Some Indigenous leaders say they will continue to oppose pipeline projects such as Northern Gateway, even if the federal government gives its approval, which was to be discussed today at 4:30 p.m. in Ottawa. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Union of British Columbia Chiefs says the fight is far from over.
The struggle will simply intensify. It will become more litigious. It will become more political. And the battle will continue because we're simply not going to back down or stand down on this issue.
Phillip was in Winnipeg, where many Manitoba chiefs signed on to a declaration that they will not allow pipelines, rail cars, or other projects connected to the oil sands through their territory. Same-sex parents don't have to adopt their own kid under new Ontario law. The All Families Are Equal Act ensures that couples who use sperm donors or a surrogate are legally recognized as parents. The Liberals failed in a last-minute request to delay the vote to wait for Sam Osterhoff, who says he is 100% pro-life and campaigned against the updated sex ed curriculum. Social conservatives fought against the bill, upset that the term parent is used instead of mother and father. Have you ever had trouble spotting a police vehicle? Belleville Police has a plan to improve their presence. QNET Justin Medviv has the story.
Belleville Police are going ahead with plans to rebrand their service vehicles after a public consultation meeting last night. The new design has a black body with red and blue stripes on the side. Undercover vehicles will also be outfitted with better reflective tape. Deputy Chief Ron Janak says the change aims to increase the visibility and safety of officers, citing experience from a previous job in Deep River.
The predominant color on the roadway now is white, silver, subdued tones. The police cars were blending in to everybody.
Inspector Mike Callahan says that the rebrand will be cost effective.
So one of the important things we have to remember about this change is only when we purchase new vehicles. We won't be changing the entire fleet. So there'll be no cost or additional cost. It'll be a transition.
Belleville Police vehicles will be replaced at a rate of 3 or 4 a year until all 12 have the new branding. Justin Medvey, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 503 In sports, Hockey Canada made its announcement earlier today for the 2017 World Junior Hockey Championship. The roster included 19 forwards, 10 defensemen, and 3 goaltenders. The Canadians won the gold last time the tournament was co-hosted by Toronto and Montreal in 2015. Canada leads all nations with 16 junior world gold medals, but has only won once in the last 7 events. Thousands turned out for the parade in rally in honor of the Grey Cup champion, Ottawa Red Blacks. The loudest cheers came from the quarterback, Henry Burris, the Grey Cup game MVP. He was thrilled with the fan support.
People told me about the heartbeat of football in this city, and I truly didn't understand until this moment right here. I mean, but you know what? I expected this because consecutive sellouts for 3 years straight, regardless of how the team has done, this shows you the true feeling and excitement towards what we were able to achieve. But we did it together as a fan base and a team. That's why we call our nation. Yes. Thank you.
Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is cloudy at 5:05 with a temperature of 11 degrees. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alana Pickerel, and that is QNET News on 91X.